Hi, this is Thomas Fogelman. You're listening to Mac Edition Radio.
I'm here at Macworld San Francisco, and I'm with Carrie Allen, the product manager for Seiko Instruments USA. And, of course, Seiko is well-known for a variety of products, and there's a lot of very cool stuff at Macworld. And, you know, sometimes you forget that one of the basic purposes and one of the most important tools that a computer can be in your life is actually to increase your productivity. And for a long time, one of the hardest things to do was address an envelope or make a label. And people tried everything, and that's why a lot of offices still have a trusty IBM Selectric typewriter next to their fancy computer and laser printer. Well, label printers are a perfect kind of way to better use your computer technology in an office or even a home environment. And new to the Mac market just recently is Seiko, who brought out a whole line of printers. They're both Mac and Windows compatible. And so let's talk about these printers, and let's talk about why Seiko decided to enter the Mac market.
All right. Well, let's talk about the label itself. As you hinted on, the productivity is really a key. This is a great printer that actually allows you to print one label at a time, and it eliminates the need for the mess. It also eliminates the need for inks and the ribbons because it's a thermal technology. We're very excited to be back in the Mac market. We are the pioneer of the label printer. But we stepped away from the Mac market and just recently reintroduced our labels, printers in this market.
What's a thermal technology versus an inkjet technology? And if you have a thermal printer, is that kind of like a fax machine? I mean, will these things yellow with age? Are they designed for long-term keeping?
Good question. The one reason why I like the thermal technology, because I indicated before, is it actually eliminates the need to actually use inks and tones and cartridges. So the only reoccurring cost is the label itself. Thermal technology is a heat-based. So the label itself is actually treated to interact with a print head, which actually heats it and prints your label that way. Will it yellow in time, as you mentioned, with the fax labels? Technology for the thermal technology has improved immensely. Our technology is great. I wouldn't recommend, however, that you're in the middle of Arizona and leave it on top of your dashboard. But in the normal application, normal office use, these will last for years.
Okay, and you have a whole variety of different formats, right? You have them that fit just about every need?
Absolutely. We have three different products that vary up to a 1 inch, up to a 2 1/8 inch, and vary in type of lengths as well. We also have different materials. For example, we have an Atuffy label that has a special poly coating that actually allows you to withstand some more of the temperature and actually more of the elements. It's more of a waterproof. It's also a no-tear, so if you're looking for something more durable. So they vary in size as well as in color. We have some colored labels that actually only print black due to the thermal technology. But if you need to identify your products or your labels, we can have yellow, pink, blue, for example. So not only do we just print one size, but we have various in size, colors, as well as different materials.
Now, a lot of folks have specialty needs. They, well, obviously, file folders are probably the top on everybody's list. Of course, address labels for boxes or envelopes, clear and paper. And do you have stuff for, like, I don't know, VHS tapes or DVDs or, you know, more specialty labels as well?
Absolutely. Of course, the ones that you mentioned previously are high-volume selling labels, but we do cater to the needs of everyone. We have name badges, we have zip discs, we have up to the VH spines, we have a 35-millimeter label, we have a multi-purpose label. We have a lot of different size to meet the different needs.
Zip discs and 35-millimeter? Well, maybe you sell one or two packages of zip discs a year worldwide, and 35, unfortunately, is taking a backseat to digital, although I'm a film guy myself.
Absolutely. We still actually on our printers, that makes me laugh, because we do have also a serial and a USB connection. People say serial, but yes, there are still needs in certain applications for different needs out available, and that does include zip discs.
Now, you have three different printers available, and they're priced, you know, differently, right? What are the differences between the printers? And by the way, and who is appropriate for each one?
Good question. They all vary. We only have three printers, and basically the differences are very simple. They vary in the size of the label in which it prints as well as how fast those labels print. The first one is our entry level and only prints up to about 1 inch labels. The next step up is prints up to a 2 1/8 inch label, as well as the top of the line prints up to 2 1/8 inch, but does it faster. It prints at 3 seconds versus the other two prints at only 8 seconds per label. happen with that one.
So as in most things, the more speed and the faster it is, the more you pay, and the larger the printer, the larger the possible label, the little more expensive it is. And these are USB, so they connect directly. And do they ship cross-platform? In other words, is a driver software that comes with it allow you to use it on a Mac and a PC, or is it a different model?
Absolutely. We just reintroduced our Mac software approximately 6 months ago. Each printer does ship with both the Mac and the PC disk with inside. The Mac has an easy user interface that we've designed from the ground up. It works with applications such as your Apple address and your Entourage, and can be able to access those through our actual label program themselves.
I know you've issued a couple of updates as I've been working with the printer for the last several months.
As technology evolves and things are in the market, yes, there are always needs. Those needs are always available, or the updates are always available through our website.
So what are the prices for a printer? What's the suggested retail price for each of the models?
Well, we actually go by more of street price. And our street prices, the entry level is approximately $99. The next one is about $129, our top of the line being approximately $189.
So now, I would not be a hard-bitten journalist if I didn't ask you about the competition. Of course, there really isn't much competition. The only people that I know of that make a label printer are Dymo, who've been in the market for a long time. What differentiates the Seiko from the Dymo line of printers?
Well, we actually just reintroduced into the Mac market, and we started with our software from the ground up with a Mac user in mind. We have a very easy, simplistic user interface, and I think that's the biggest selling advantage that we have, not only for our competition, but for targeted to the Mac user.
Similarly, wide range of labels and options for users?
Oh, absolutely. A variety of labels, pretty much the same cost, even though I haven't gone out and uniquely identified each individual cost per label for our competitors. But all in all, it's probably about the same. But our biggest advantage is our easy user interface.
And I can say that having used laser printers with envelope feeders, those are great for a large mailing or people that mail a lot of envelopes on a regular basis. But the advantage that I found from working at least with your printer is I was supplied with a wide variety of labels. And it's very flexible. I can put, the labels, in fact, I found that very few of the things I need actually are one-off envelopes. The majority tend to be boxes or flats or parcels or CDs. And so I found that that the flexibility of a label printer is one of the strongest points.
Absolutely. The flexibility of printing one label at a time, as well as the multiple quantities, is really the selling point of this particular unit. You have a lot of control. You don't actually have to run over to your center print job with a thought process that somebody else might send their PowerPoint presentation and print on your sheet of labels that you've already loaded on your printer. In the long term, this is a more economical solution because you're saving a lot of money and not having to buy the toner and the cartridges with the thermal technology. It's a very easy, convenient, easy-to-use operation. And it also allows you, a point we haven't touched on before, is to take other databases, other applications, and be able to easily import that information into our program and be able to create your mailing list, your monthly mailing list, very simple and very easily.
So can you take out of, let's say, Excel or, let's say, FileMaker or do you have to first export, let's say, to Tab Delimited or Comma Delimited and then bring it in?
Absolutely. It's as simple as that. It's like any almost Word import document, if you're familiar with that, just as long as you save it as a file. We have a one-touch basic import. We have help menu that actually will pop up and help you walk through those steps with you. It's a very simple import-export application.
Okay. And by the way, I should know that Carrie's being a great sport today because it's Friday after a week of probably the most crowded Macworld that I've ever attended, and I've attended a whole lot of them. It's just because it's in one hall at Moscone Center, you can't even get down the aisles. There's so many people here. And that's even without a huge gaming area. So there's a lot of folks. And there's always a big line around the Seiko booth because I think a lot of folks have home offices, they have corporate environments, they have smaller offices, and they need a printer, but they might need one that's tailored to them. And I think that the price point from $99 up, it meets just about everybody's needs. And I want to thank Carrie once again for spending time with us today. Carrie, where can our listeners find out more information about Seiko label printers?
Well, obviously through our website, SIIBusinessProducts.com. We're available through some retailers such as CompUSA, and we're also widely distributed through a lot of resellers and distribution centers.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio. The contents are copyright 2006 and cannot be reproduced without written consent.